He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. Hi, I'm Rob West. God's Word speaks of the many blessings of marriage, companionship, comfort, and loyalty, to name a few. But did you know that some marital blessings are financial? I'll talk about that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Studies consistently show that married people fare better financially than single people, significantly better. Here's what's disturbing. Despite the many benefits of tying the knot, the marriage rate in America continues to fall. According to the Census Bureau, the percentage of adults living with a spouse decreased from 52% to 50% over the past decade. Now, that's not a big drop, but it shows that a decades-long trend is continuing. In 1960, 67% of adults were married. This means that a growing number of Americans, especially millennials, those born from 1977 to 1995, are missing out on the financial benefits of marriage. Only 44% of millennials are choosing to marry these days. They may be unaware of the relationship between a person's marital status and household wealth. The Census Bureau reports that the median net worth of married couple households is greater at all age levels than that of households headed by unmarried people. Well, no kidding, especially if both spouses are working. But get this, married heads of household have a net worth 9 times greater than unmarried female householders and 3 times more than unmarried male householders. Now, a couple of disclaimers. First, this isn't always the case. We're talking about averages here. Obviously, some single people can be quite well off. Second, we're not suggesting that everyone should be married. Jesus wasn't married. Paul wasn't married, and he recommended against marriage for those who were single and already called into the ministry of the very early church. Okay, it goes without saying that single parents are under a great deal more financial strain than are married couples, and are far more likely to experience poverty. Several years ago, the Los Angeles Times ran an op-ed titled, "The Single Mom Catastrophe." It pointed out the challenges for single moms and society as a whole. For example, in 1965, only 7% of American children were born to unmarried women. These days, around 40% of all births in the U.S. happen outside of marriage, and 25% of parents living with a child are unmarried. Of course, it's only logical that single parents face a greater financial challenge than married couples, with the family's potential earnings cut in half or more. But even married households with only one spouse working are better off than a single parent, again, on average. They don't have childcare costs and other expenses. Only around 10% of married couples are classified as poor by government standards, while 40% of single mother families are living below the poverty line. Obviously, marriage is financially beneficial to women, especially women with children. But what about men? Studies show that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, too. Married men have more incentive to work harder and longer, putting in more hours than unmarried men. On average, single men work fewer hours, earn less money, and even receive fewer promotions than married men. We can boil all this down to 4 key decisions in life. First, graduate from high school. Yes, I know that studies consistently show that, on average, you'll have more earning potential with a college degree. But college isn't for everybody, so at least get a high school education. Second, get a job. That one's pretty obvious. Third, like we've been saying, get married. And last, if the Lord allows you to have children, wait until you're at least 21 to do so. For a married couple, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. By joining together, their strength is more than doubled. None of this should be surprising. Marriage was, of course, ordained by God to be a blessing to us. Let me finish with Ecclesiastes 4, where it teaches, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the other one will lift up his companion. but woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. We want to encourage you in your marriage journey, especially as it relates to finances. And let me direct you back to our website for all the helpful resources you'll find at faithfi.com, many of them on money and marriage. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Jesus had become famous. People everywhere were speculating about his identity, but Jesus wanted his disciples to decide for themselves, so he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" It was the pivotal question then, and it still is. What's your answer? Who do you say that Jesus is? Well, in that moment, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus turned to Peter and told him who he was. Jesus said, "I tell you that you are Peter," which means rock, "and on this rock I will build my church." And the same is true for each of us. We won't know who we truly are until we know who Jesus truly is. You can get the print edition of Anchor Devotional delivered every month. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit kingdomadvisors.com. That's kingdomadvisors.com.
Hi, this is Sandy Rios. You know what? I miss you in the mornings. But now I'm hosting Sandy Rios 24/7, which is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. And by the way, I finally wrote that book. God's Velvet Hammer chronicles God's call in my life from a small town girl to Berlin, Germany, Radio Moscow, North Korea, and Washington, D.C. Like the Apostle Paul, these are my shipwrecks and adventures, all for Christ and His kingdom. God's Velvet Hammer is available wherever books are sold.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we're ready for your phone calls today. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's right. On any financial topic, whatever you're wrestling with today, we want to help you tackle that in light of biblical wisdom. That is the principles and passages we see in God's Word that inform how we manage God's money as stewards, seeking to be found faithful in money management day to day and over a lifetime, doing it in such a way that we keep our eyes fixed on the eternal and we're faithful to manage what God has entrusted to us. You can call right now. We've got a few lines open. Our team is standing by, and we'll get you on the air quickly. 800-525-7000. Call right now. Before we head to our first caller today, in the news today, taxpayers this filing season have a very small chance of being audited by the IRS. Audit rates have changed little since last year when the IRS audited just 3.8 returns out of every 1,000 filed. That's less than a half a percent, 0.38%. Now, this doesn't mean you can be careless with your returns. Mistakes will definitely increase your chances for being audited. The most common errors that will raise a red flag with the IRS include missing or unreported income, unreasonable deductions or credits. Rounded off numbers will often trigger an audit because they're seeing you as not being detailed in your reporting or filing of your tax return. So avoid those mistakes and you greatly reduce your chances of being audited this year. Of course, something nobody likes to go through just because of the hassle factor. But good news is if you are very detailed and file your return appropriately, there's a very small chance of that audit coming. We'll be tackling some tax-related topics here in the coming weeks and months as we head toward that filing deadline. But at the bottom line is, let's just recognize that we pay taxes because, well, it's clear in the Bible that we should, number one. And number two, taxes are symptomatic of income. And so I think we can actually pay what we owe, no more, what we owe with thanksgiving, because it's, I think, symptomatic of God's provision in our lives. Perhaps that's a different way to look at that obligation of paying taxes. All right, we're going to dive into some phone calls today. We'd love to tackle your question. The number to call right now with lines open is 800-525-7000. Now, let's begin today in Tennessee. Beverly, how can I help you?
Thank you. Good morning. And good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, I just recently retired and received a pension from my work, and I was wondering what your ideas are on the best way to tithe off of that money with the least amount of taxes to pay.
Yeah.
If
well,
that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. So, I mean, the tithing, let's tackle that first. The simple way is just to tithe on the whole benefit. And, you know,
right,
just consider it a gracious gift from the Lord and, you know, give a tenth or off of the increase. Mm-hmm. Now, what makes it a little more complex, if we want to try to dig a little deeper, whether it's pension or Social Security, would be if you've been tithing on the gross amount throughout your working years, then we recognize there's a portion of what would be coming back to you through a pension check that, in a sense, you've already tithed on. So it's not all increase. The increase is just the portion that's over and above what you've already paid in. And so what you would have to do is you'd have to say, okay, how much did I pay in during my working years? And then if I take that benefit check, that pension check, and I run that out to, let's say, age 95, and say, how much would I receive throughout my retirement from my pension check, we could compare that to what you've paid in and determine a rough percentage of every check, what's coming back to you as a return of contribution and what's coming back as, in a sense, the gain or the increase. And then that would be the portion that you would give the tithe on. It's going to require a little bit of extra work, but I'm not saying it's not the way to go. That really is between you and the Lord. So I think you need to go one of those two directions. You'd either say, listen, I recognize a portion of this check is just being returned to me because I made that contribution and that was, you know, money that I've already given a tithe on, but I'm going to tithe on it again because I'm just grateful that the Lord has been, you know, so good to me. I think the other approach is where you dig a little deeper, and at the end of the day, you're going to have to decide which is the best fit for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Let me kind of explain it a little bit further. I don't think I paid. We did tie it off the gross all the time, but I don't think my pension money, I think it was totally from my employer. I don't think I paid anything into the pension itself.
Okay.
And we decide to take it as a lump sum instead of a monthly benefit.
Okay. Good. All right. So that's easier. So then really it's coming down to you're just wondering, how do you maximize the tax savings with regard to the giving that you want to do off of that lump sum, correct?
Right. That's right.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we plan to put, we got to make these decisions soon, but plan to put a certain amount in an I, well, put it in an IRA and a certain amount in a CD, and then the, what's ever left in money market. I'm a real very, very conservative. I don't have much akin to the risk of the market and all that. But anyway, I guess the, I figured maybe the money market account, just put it in there and then take the tithe out of there. Is that kind of make sense? Or
you could, yeah. So if you're able to roll this to an IRA, the pension money, when they do the lump sum, have they given you that option?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you've got a great opportunity there, because once you reach age 70 and a half, what is your age right now, if you don't mind me asking?
65.
Okay. Yeah. So you're still a little ways off from this. But once that money gets into the IRA, and once you reach age 70 and a half, you would have the opportunity to do giving out of the IRA through what's called a qualified charitable distribution. Have you heard me mention that term before?
Yes, I have. And our thoughts about that were, we kind of didn't really want to wait, because, I mean, we don't know tomorrow.
yeah, exactly.
So we,
and I would concur with that. So that's an opportunity down the road. With regard to the giving you're going to do right now, you know, it's going to come out of the IRA or the pension as taxable income. So whatever you take out is going to be added to your taxable income. Then you'd make the charitable contribution either directly to the charities or ministry or your church, or you could put it into a donor advised fund, which also is, as soon as you do that, you're giving it away. So you get the current year tax deduction, assuming you itemize, and you probably would, because I would imagine that gift would get up above the standard deduction. And then, you know, you could just offset, you know, taxable income by itemizing, you know, that on your return. So that would be the way that you take advantage of it. Now, do you want to give it over time, or are you wanting to make that, all of that gift directly to the ministry or charity of choice right away?
I think our, the way my husband and I feel about it is that we would rather go ahead and give that and then be able to move on with the rest. In other words, give God off the first and get it all done, and then be able to do with the rest.
Yeah, very good. So the limit on charitable cash contributions is 60% of your adjusted gross income for this year. And so you would be able to you know, reduce your adjusted gross income by that amount, up to that amount, through that gift. So it sounds like that's the way to go. You're going to take that distribution and then make the contribution. You'll have that deduction coming your way. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Progressive elites in Hollywood, big tech, mainstream media, and higher academia are lying to our next generation. They want to convince our young people that America's biblical foundation is offensive, outdated, and must be overthrown. Your gift today will unleash AFA action to share the timeless truth of why protecting the biblical family is essential to the survival of the American Republic. You'll also get the free DVD and booklet set, Progressive Threat to the American Republic. Visit AFAaction.net.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has made great strides in defending our southern border against what's been called an invasion of illegal crossings, including an alarming number of persons on the FBI's terror watch list. You would think our government would rally behind him, but that's not the case. In fact, the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration against Governor Abbott. Will you take time to encourage him and show him your appreciation? Sign our petition of thanks at afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman. Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got lines open. We're taking your phone calls today at 800-525-7000. Call right now if you want to talk about paying down debt. Maybe it's navigating the stock market with your long-term investments. Perhaps it's getting that credit score up or giving wisely. Whatever it might be today, we'd love to tackle it with you. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call, and you can call right now. You know, often we mention the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation here at Faith and Finance. This is those men and women who've achieved the highest credential in biblically wise professional financial advice. It's the only industry accepted designation around a biblical worldview of financial decision making. And it's the designation we trust here at Faith and Finance. There's more than 1,500 professionals across the U.S. and Canada that have earned CKA. And so if you're looking for an advisor, perhaps someone to manage your money, someone to help you with financial planning, somebody to help you prepare your tax return or your estate plan, we would ask that you consider a Certified Kingdom Advisor. You could certainly find a list of CKAs in your area when you visit faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And right there at the top of the page, you'll see a button that says Find a Professional. Now, there's a new version of Find a Professional that was just launched that we think will make it even easier for you to find the right professional to journey with you. You see, God's Word is clear that there is wisdom in counsel, the counsel of many. And so we need to seek wise counsel. Well, we want to not only give you great principles and ideas and help on this program each day as we encourage you in biblical financial decision making, but we know that there's only so far that we can go over the radio or through the app or on the website. And so we want to connect you to that person that can journey with you, that has the fear of the Lord, that's been trained in biblical financial wisdom, that has met high standards in character and competency. You know, that's where the CKA or the Certified Christian Financial Counselor can come in, depending upon your needs. Well, our new Find a Professional tool will give you perhaps a little bit simpler way to determine exactly what you're looking for. Do you need investment management? Do you need financial planning? Do you need help paying off your debt? Or maybe you need help setting up a budget. You can choose from any of those topics and then be connected with the right list of professionals that will actually serve your needs the most effectively. And we're actually going to be adding another element to that. Phase two of the new Find a Professional in the next coming months will actually allow you to say how much you have in the way of assets under management, so you can be assured that you're connected with a Certified Kingdom Advisor that can serve you. But also, you'll be able to select whether you want to have somebody who can advise you in traditional investments or faith-based investments. And that way, the list of CKAs that's provided will be ones that, you know, we know can offer those types of investments. So we really want to do an even better job of getting you connected to the right professional, and all of that's coming in the days ahead. But check it out today when you go to faithfi.com and click Find a Professional right there at the top of the page. All right, we're going to be heading back to the phones here in just a moment. So now's the time to call with your financial questions today at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. 7000. Call right now. Before we do that, though, let me mention something related to your spending plan. Because what we know here now, and by the way, inflation is obviously, even though it's headed down, we still see, you know, in a couple of key categories, there's still some really challenging places out there with regard to where your costs are up, certainly at the grocery store. We know that continues to be a challenge. Obviously, in the automobile category, that's challenging. Also, gasoline is up as well. And so that's putting the squeeze on your budget. What do you do if you've got kind of a leak, if you will, in your financial life today? How do you rein in that spending? Well, let me mention a few of the common budget busters that we see that could be challenging for you. And perhaps if you dial these in, it could help get you closer to balancing that budget, even having some margin so you can accomplish those financial goals that you have. One would be what I'll call autopay memberships. So this is music and movie streaming services that you've put on an autopay program that perhaps you've forgotten about if you're not checking your credit card bill every month. This could also include magazine subscriptions or auto plans like Sirius XM. It could be a grocery delivery program or maybe Amazon Prime or Audible. These could add up to hundreds of dollars a month. One of our team members bought a used car whose previous owner had forgotten to cancel the Sirius XM in the car for 3 years. And he didn't even realize he was being charged for it. So I think it's really important that we check our credit card statements, look for those recurring charges that might seem insignificant. And yet when we put them all together, they can add up to quite a bit of money. All right, second, what about daily indulgences? You know, your snack of choice, that daily stop at the coffee shop or the donut place that can take a bite out of your budget. If you just dial those back, that could end up being hundreds of dollars a month, especially with the price of designer coffee these days. All right, third, what about grocery store gimmies? I mean, taking the kids to the grocery store can absolutely result in costly impulse purchases if you're not careful. The best solution is to, well, maybe consider shopping alone. Now, if you have to take the kids to the store, perhaps limit it to one small treat each and then stick to your list. Next would be over driving. Here's what I mean by that. You know, in these days of high gas prices, making extra trips can really add to your daily costs. So instead of running your errands on impulse, maybe take a few moments at the beginning of the day to plan your trips. Combine the errands as much as possible, carpool when you can, even arrange to work from home an extra day if you can, and maybe look at where you know you're going to be just based on the kids' schedule for the day and plan your errands to intersect with the various places you'll be in town. One last one, your leaky house could be draining your finances. Keeping up with home maintenance, including those drafty windows and doors, can save a lot of money over time. Listen, here's what God's Word says. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful in much. Hopefully these will help you rein in that spending. All right, your call's next, 800-525-7000. Call right now.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Jim Scudder, and we're so excited because In Grace, as we've been broadcasting for a long time in the evenings here on American Family Radio, will now be heard at 11:30 in the morning Central Time. We would love for you to listen. If you haven't heard us before, tune in for some Bible teaching and some adventure right here on this American Family Radio station.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth.
Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Is God calling you to ministry? It's time to multiply your capacity for ministry with an affordable degree. The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the degree for you. When God called you to ministry, He called you to preparation. This degree is the education that you need to put all the pieces together for an amazing life of ministry. You will graduate with a confidence for ministry that is backed up by your competence in the scriptures, theology, and ministry. Come learn with a trusted seminary that will help you become a faithful leader. Learn more at wbs.edu.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. You know, here at AFR, it's all about approaching every facet of your life through a biblical worldview. We want to accept our role as stewards of our time and our relationships, our influence over the culture, our stewardship of God's word, and yes, our management of God's money. It all belongs to Him, and we've been given a high calling to manage God's money day to day, being found faithful in that responsibility. Well, here on this program each day, we want to help you do that so you can handle God's money in a God-honoring way, use it to enjoy and provide and to give, and in doing so, keep our eyes fixed on the eternal so that God is our ultimate treasure, not the things of this world. You know, that longing for abundance that is hardwired into our souls can often lead us to the things of this world, which cannot satisfy. You see, the world will tell us that the things of this world will fill that desire for abundance, that God-sized space in our lives, and yet we know they will leave us empty. Just look at some of the wealthiest people in the world who have broken relationships and anxiety and fear and have even taken their lives, because we know that only God will satisfy. He is our ultimate abundance. It's not that He's the access to our abundance. He is our abundance. And when we frame our minds in that right perspective and then see money not as an end, but a means to an end to accomplish God's purposes, well, that's when ultimately we can rejoice in handling God's money His way, see it as a great blessing, what it is, a good creation from the Lord, and not slip into this trap of worshiping the creation, but instead worshiping the Creator and using money as one of those good creations as a tool to accomplish what God has for us. Well, together on this program each day, we want to be that encouragement, that helpful wisdom in your financial life. So what are you thinking about today? Let us hear from you. We'll talk about it at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. All right, let's go to Arkansas. Bo, thanks for your call today. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Real quick, I was left some money by my parents, and I wanted to be a good steward with that money. So I had two questions. Number one, is CD still the best way to keep it conservatively in there and just using those like ladder CDs? Or is there something better given the fact that, you know, I want to grow it so that down the road I can, you know, dispense it to various missions and things like that. So what would be some of your advice to do?
Well, I love this question, Bo, and I'd like, if you don't mind, to just back up for a second and talk about this money before we even begin to talk about investing options, because, you know, money is should be allocated according to our values and our priorities. So we step back, and I think even before we get to the goals, we say, what is God doing in our lives? What is most important to me? How do I want to use this money? And once we think and pray through that, then the actual strategies and ultimately the tools or the investment vehicles kind of come out of that. So as you just look at this, obviously this is money that's been gifted to you. You know, that may carry with it certain desires that you have to use it in certain ways. You've obviously mentioned a desire to give. I love that. But give me a little bit more clarity just around, first of all, how much are we talking about? And then second, what is how you'll, you know, how do you ultimately see this being used and in what time period?
Well, it's a 1.5 million. So, and the main thing is about that is just, I don't need it because I've been working and I still work. So I'm blessed that it's not for me to, you know, retire early and just kick back and, and go, hey, I'm going to go play golf 36 holes a day, that kind of thing. But I do want to know, number one, how, because it's all God's money anyway, how to be the best steward of that and to be able to benefit people like we have already. We blessed a lot of different people to help them, whether in education, whether in personal finance, that their needs to be met short term. But I'm just looking at trying to figure out whether the market, you know, there's another concept that I have a friend of mine who told me, he goes, you know, best way to beat the devil is think of what the devil would do, do it, make money, and then give it back to the Lord.
Well, you know, I mean, I love that you want to be generous with this, Bo. I mean, I think that's phenomenal. Yeah. I also love that you're talking about something that we talk a lot about here on this program, and that is this idea of a financial finish line. You know, it's not about just the mindless accumulation of wealth for wealth's sake. And I would also affirm the idea that you're describing here around your work life, which is, you know, it's not a matter of saying, okay, we do mundane work and we kind of drudge through it during our working life so that someday we can do something of significance or value, or we can relax. I mean, that's not God's design. He created us to be workers, to find enjoyment in the work, because we're using our skills and our abilities as unto the Lord, and you're providing or meeting needs of other people. And so you're, you know, meeting the needs of your customers and your suppliers and your wholesalers. And I mean, this is God's virtuous cycle of work. And we were created to be workers. We, there was not a design on God's part that we should work 65 years and then sit on the front porch. Now, there's nothing wrong with the rhythm of rest and leisure. It's a part of God's original design, but it was one day of seven. It wasn't all the days, right? So I think we're created to be workers, and I think we need to, you know, define those, the enough line. And I think, you know, that's what you're doing here. And when you do that, you free yourself up to do some pretty hilarious giving. I guess the question I would have for you is, I like the idea of investing this so that we can create an engine for giving, but why wait to do, you know, all of that giving down the road? Is there some giving you want to do right up front?
Yes, I already have. That's why I'm saying this is a second bulk. This
Got
is the
it.
Second part where, and the reason I mentioned this is there was a great book years ago that I got to read, John Piper's Don't Waste Your Life, which is, it hits you like right in the forehead, because, you know, it talks about people who work, then retire on a yacht. And like, really, is that what God wanted you to do? And really, honestly, when you think about it, it's a very short period of time we have on earth.
That's right.
So if we can do all the stuff we can, obviously, I'm a firm believer of don't go try saving everybody in the world if you haven't talked to your own family and the core about the Lord. Because he's going to ask you one day, he goes, I didn't ask you to go to missions all over the world and you neglected your family. Go to your family first.
Yeah.
Make sure they're all on the same page, and then spread out. Like when you throw a pebble into the water,
That's
it
right.
goes from the center outward.
Yeah. Well, let me offer a suggestion here, Bo. I love the approach you've taken here. One option would be to put this into either all of it or a significant portion of it, what's called a donor advised fund. Are you familiar with that term?
No, not at all.
Okay. So think of this like a charitable checking account. And what happens is, as soon as you put it in the donor advised fund, you're giving it away at that moment. So you get to go ahead and take the full deduction. And then you'd use a donor advised fund sponsor that shares your values. So let me throw out the one that I would recommend, and that is the National Christian Foundation. So you'd put the, let's say, the 1.5 in. It could be invested inside the donor advised fund, but guess what? Now there's no taxes as it grows. And then anytime you want to make a gift out of it, you log in online, type in the name of the charity or your church, click a button, and it's gone. So this could be a great tool. Let's do this. I've got to take a quick break. You and I can finish up off the air. And Rodney, we're coming your way after the break as well. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stick around.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Our foundational beliefs affect every part of our lives. They shape the way we understand and interact with the world around us. And this week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress continues his series called What Every Christian Should Know by explaining the core Christian beliefs surrounding the Holy Spirit and angels. Listen all this week to Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have three money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, before the break, we were talking to Bo about this money that he's received as an inheritance. He's saying, listen, I don't plan to stop working. God's made me to be a worker. I've got this money that's been gifted to me. It's over $1 million. I don't need it. I've been working. I've been saving. I've defined enough. I want to give it away, but I'd like to invest it and give it away over time. And I actually want to see a return on the money, which is going to allow me to give even more. We had a chance to talk off the air for me to give him a little bit more information about a donor advised fund. But, you know, this is one of my favorite giving tools that's often either overlooked or just unknown, because in a sense, it allows you to make the current contribution now. So let's say he, for the sake of round numbers, puts $1 million in his donor advised fund. He gets the ability to claim that against his taxes, and however the IRS will let him do that over time. But he's giving the $1 million all in one year to his donor advised fund. Now, he's given it away. So what's his role? Well, the donor advised fund sponsor holds on to it, and then he's able to recommend grants from the donor advised fund to his ministry or charity of choice, as long as it's a 501c3 not-for-profit. So the gift coming out of the donor advised fund originates with the original donor, the person who put it in that donor advised fund. Now, it's his fund, the one that he created, at the donor advised fund sponsor. And so from that point forward, it gets invested so it can grow. And then whenever he wants to grant it out to a 501c3, he logs in online, does a quick search for that ministry or charity. So he might search for American Family Association. It pops up on the screen. He says, I want to grant out $50,000, clicks the button, and the donor advised fund sponsor then releases the money in either check or electronic form to the charity of choice. So it's just a really fabulous tool, and it's tax advantage because those investments inside the donor advised fund are now growing without any tax implication because it's inside a charitable tool or structure. The place to go to learn more, and they can even help advise you on the actual gift recipients as well if you need it, is the National Christian Foundation. It was founded by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue and a gentleman named Terry Parker, who is an attorney. They've given away billions of dollars. In fact, they give away billions every year. But it's all designed to be a resource to the giver. They don't formulate their own giving strategies. It's really just helping God's people give their money away in a tax-efficient and wise manner. And so check it out today. NCF calls their donor advised fund a giving fund. And when you visit their website at ncfgiving.com, that's ncfgiving.com, you can read all about a giving fund, and it's quick and easy to set up there right on the homepage. All right, we're going to head back to the phones here. In our final segment, we'll take as many calls as we can. Let's go to Missouri. Rodney, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm turning 65 this summer. And I'm starting to look at the supplements, and I'm particularly interested in the Christian option like MediShare. And I just wonder if you had some general information about these supplements.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So basically, you know, the medical sharing programs are great. We happen to like Christian Healthcare Ministries just because they're the oldest and the biggest. They've shared out over $10 billion. We've even got some team members here at FaithFi that have used them, and it's been wonderful. Now, you need to sign up, of course, for Medicare when you turn 65. You're going to have 3 months before and after the month you turn 65 to do that. And if you don't, you'll permanently raise your premiums if you sign up later. Now, Medicare C is what's known as Medicare Advantage. And you may decide to go with a medical sharing program instead of Medicare Advantage, but you have to sign up for basic Medicare during your open enrollment window. So what I would do is do a cost comparison between the medical sharing costs and the Medicare Advantage premiums. So there is going to be some math involved. Now, Medicare Advantage is, of course, different from Medigap, which is going to fill the gaps in the parts A and B. You can't have both, so you'd choose one or the other. The Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private Medicare-approved insurers, and they're an alternate to the original Medicare A and B that also include additional coverages to fill the gaps. You can also get the Part D prescription drug benefit through Medicare Advantage as well. And I would say usually the Advantage is better for someone who doesn't go to the doctor a lot, generally healthy. The Medigap, usually better for folks with chronic conditions or if you require a lot of doctor visits, although it can be a bit more expensive. So I think the next step perhaps here, Rodney, other than signing up for Medicare in that six-month window before and after you turn 65, is to reach out to, in my recommendation, it'd be Christian Healthcare Ministries, just to have them explain to you what additional, you know, offerings they would bring to the table alongside Medicare, and then you can see that cost, and then compare that to either the Medicare Advantage or the Medigap. Is that helpful?
All righty. Well, that'll help me out. Just needed some general information so I could start the search.
Awesome. Very good. Well, chministries.org is the place to go, Rodney, and they'd be delighted to chat with you and help you understand all of the options you have in front of you. But listen, all the best to you. What are you most looking forward to in this next season of life?
Oh, I don't know. Just enjoying life.
Okay. Sounds great.
I have to work every day.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, very good, Rodney. Hey, let's do this. Stay on the line. I'm going to send you a gift for being on the program today. It's a book called An Uncommon Guide to Retirement, Finding God's Purpose for the Next Season of Life. I think it'll be a blessing to you, and we'll send it to you on behalf of our team here at FaithFi as our gift. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Stay on the line. We'll get it in the mail to you. Thanks for calling. 800-525-7000. We've got room for maybe one more question before we round out the broadcast today. Hey, let me touch on a topic that we tackle or we hear about. It's asked about often on this program, and it has to do with subsidizing adult children. You know, this is a real challenge for a lot of folks because, number one, it can get messy. If you've got multiple children and you kind of get stuck in financial favoritism, helping one over another, you know, you may prevent them by subsidizing them from developing their own skills. That can be a challenge. You know, it can increase dependency on you, so that could delay financial maturity. You could be supporting unwise lifestyle choices and even encouraging bad financial habits. I think from a spiritual perspective, often throwing money at a struggling child can shield him or her from hardship, which actually may be God's way of getting their attention. I think the last issue that comes up often that I see is the question of, can you even really afford to provide the subsidy you're providing? You know, a person in their 30s or 40s has a lot of options for generating income, but as you're heading into retirement, you don't have that flexibility. So diverting your resources to your adult children could jeopardize even your own financial future. So what do you do about it? How do you approach this? Well, let me give you just some really practical ideas that you perhaps should consider prayerfully before you launch into subsidizing adult children. Number one, just what I said, ask the Lord for guidance. Pray, ask the Lord to give you wisdom. This requires a lot of discernment. Second, remember there's nothing wrong with including your kids in your long-term financial plans, but when the unexpected happens and you decide to help, have a frank conversation with them before making any financial commitment. Insist on financial accountability and transparent communication. I would also say before you extend help, clarify your financial expectations. You know, the goal is for your child to be living within their means and on a budget as much as possible before you extend any financial assistance. Next, give any financial gift a timeline so they know the help is temporary. Put it in writing. Now, this may feel uncomfortable, but remember, good stewardship requires accountability and clear communication. We don't want to have unmet expectations that could result in a damaged relationship. So it helps everyone to have the plan in writing. That's going to avoid miscommunication. And then I would also say point your children to places where they can get wise counsel. They may be able to solve their own money problems on their own with outside the family help. Lastly, let me just say, look for ways to give in a way that allows you to reinforce the right behavior. So maybe they've gotten stuck and they ran up some credit card debt and you want to help. Maybe you match every payment to the creditor instead of, just giving them a financial gift that they may or may not use wisely. If it's getting them out of the house and into their own place, maybe you charge them rent just to have that accountability and responsibility. And without you telling them, you're taking that rent, putting it in a savings account. And the day they move out, you bless them with a gift to get started. I mean, these are ways that we can reinforce the right behaviors, and that can make all the difference. Hey, I hope this helps you as you think through this really challenging topic of financial assistance for adult children. Before we wrap up quickly today, William in Virginia, how can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. I've been praying, trying to figure out what to do with my life now that I've been forced into retirement. I've been here for a while, and I've been struggling with it, trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And I heard you talking to the gentleman, a couple of people before, and you said there was a book, and I have been earnestly praying for the last week or so, trying to figure out, saying, God, what do you want me to do with this retirement?
I love it. So I'm going to send you two places. Number one is, I don't think it was by accident you heard the broadcast today. I'm going to send you a copy of this book as well, William. So stay on the line. It's called An Uncommon Guide to Retirement, Finding God's Purpose for Your Next Season of Life. Read it. Ask the Lord to give you some wisdom. I think it'll be a real encouragement. I also want to encourage you to check out an organization called Halftime, halftime.org. You'll find them on the web. Stay on the line. We'll get this book right out to you. All the best, sir. Thanks for calling today. That's going to do it for us. So thankful for my team, Jim Henry, Robert Youngblood, Devin Patrick. Couldn't do it without those fine men. Thank you for being along with us. We'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.